Frank Zappa is a real genius, you guys. Like, I know this is kind of out of nowhere, but I think Frank Zappa had a complete mastery over his craft, and tonight we're dealing with someone who's pretty similar, but in the realm of acting. Isn't that right, John?
I mean, I would say so. I'm very excited about tonight's show. I'm a big fan of the person whose movie we're going to be watching, and a little surprise that we have in store for our listeners.
What?
We're watching No Sheen of Conduct.
Oh my god, No Code of Sheen?
No Code of Conduct, starring Charlie Sheen.
Trust No Sheen.
Trust No Sheen is what it says on the box.
That's the tagline. That is seriously the tagline.
And I'm a big fan of Charlie Sheen. I'm a big fan of him, Meltdown and all. And I love him as a comedian. I like him as a dramatic actor, whatever. This is the Sheencast we've been talking about.
I don't love Charlie Sheen. I don't love him. Do you know who I do love, Brett?
Who do you love?
I love Martin fucking Sheen. I love Martin Sheen so much for being in Apocalypse Now and being, like, so intensely in a heart attack on set. I love Martin Sheen being in Hot Shots Part 2, talking to Charlie Sheen, being like, I love you in Wall Street. That's why I love Martin Sheen. What about you, Brett?
Well,
you know,
I fucking love Emilio Estevez.
Well, that's your business.
Unfortunately, maybe he'll pop up in this. Maybe he'll pop
I
up.
I hope so.
I'll bet Joe Estevez might pop up.
Well, Joe Estevez is a close second.
Yeah, there
you know, that's not the only movie that Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen were in together. They were actually in quite a few as father and son, and now they're actually on Anger Management.
Well, this is our... Wait, Martin Sheen's on Anger Management?
Martin Sheen is
no!
a...
Martin no!
Sheen, Martin Sheen is a series regular on
no!
the season of Anger Management.
No, that sucks. That's so terrible.
Hey, he's not in every episode.
Oh,
he's only
God.
In like 75%.
I didn't... That's like still like 70 episodes, because they ordered like 3,000 of those.
Hey, maybe he's only... I don't know if he's doing it past this season.
That sucks. I didn't know that. That's really disappointing.
Really?
Yeah, fuck this shit.
I can't believe Anger Management is still on.
They ordered 90 episodes.
No, Brett, hold on. Brett, they had a 10-episode first season. I watched it. It was not that good. I mean, and it's probably terrible, but if you're a Charlie Sheen fan, it was not that good. And somehow it did good just enough where they renewed it a 90-episode back order. Like, they said ahead of time, if it met a certain goal, we're going to renew it for 90 episodes. And it did. And they did. And now there's, like, 80 episodes of it left still. And
nice.
it's gotten better this season. I will say it has gotten better this season. But I wouldn't say it's
great. I don't
want
to talk about that.
It's 10 episode seasons?
No.
They're going to have nine seasons
in
the show? Yes, they're just like fully invested.
No, when he goes on talk shows talking about it, he's always like, there's no break. Like, we're just doing it straight till we run out.
That's quality.
Hey, Denise Richards has thought by a time or two.
That's surprising as well. Speaking of quality, though, you know who the... like trademark of quality is for me when it comes to directing and co-writing a screenplay. The man who when I like the Stanley Kubrick of film, if you will.
Eddie Van Halen?
Close. Brett Michaels.
What?
Incredible director.
You know?
He made his directorial debut?
Well, maybe. I don't know. He could have directed other pieces of shit, but this is the piece of shit he directed. No Sheen of Sheen.
We're passing judgment on this movie. We don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything.
What type of movie do you think it's going to be? I mean, I guess, I assume action, but it could be war. Or it could be like, I mean, it's definitely dramatic in some way.
I mean, just
it's no comedy if you look at the box.
Yeah, looking at the box, like Sheen, big close-up of his fat face on the cover, looking serious, looking like he's about to throw a major pitch. And on the back, him holding a gun.
It's from the cover of Major League. They took it off of.
It is, yeah. It's
well, looking
the wild
at looking here at No Sheen of Estevez, I definitely. It seems like a conspiracy theory movie.
You think Brett Michaels was out to prove what he knew was true years.
Who is Brett Michaels?
Brett Michaels of Poison. He did my favorite 80s song. Well, actually, it's not my favorite, but I took a quiz one time and it said if I was an 80s song, this is what I would be.
Wow.
Every rose has its thorn. That's my 80s jam, I guess. And I think it's true.
My brother Alex and my dad saw Poison in concert once. Speaking of dads, this is our special Father's Day episode.
In a father episode, yeah. We got Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen. We're going to be doing a segment with my dad later.
We're going to be doing a new segment called Disappointing Our Dads. John will be the first one to
take
that plunge.
Yeah, and there's no wonder why I'd be the first one for that, because obviously I do the most disappointing in every area of my life, whether it's the studio, whether it's at home, or whether it's in my side businesses.
I'm really disappointed by the description of why you're doing it first.
Well, I'm very sorry. I'm very disappointed in you for that.
It's executive produced by Charlie Sheen and Brett Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
Story by Brett Michaels. Screenplay by Brett Michaels and Charlie Sheen.
Sweet. So is Brett Michaels' brain baby.
Yeah, and no, they went, I know.
And Charlie helped him put it in screenplay.
Helped him mold it.
He was really the one who knew how to do it, yeah.
Yep.
Music by Brett Michaels.
Nice.
I wish it was Brett Michaels and Charlie Sheen, though.
Yeah, that'd be so good.
A like, film by Brett Michaels.
He could play the tambourine.
Charlie Sheen.
The history, Sam, the history of this movie is, we were talking about doing a Charlie Sheen podcast. Me and Brett actually watched Men at Work a couple weeks ago, and we had a fun time watching that. That was a decent Charlie Sheen movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
But this is probably not going to be. There's someone that could answer questions about this movie for us. Although
Brett Michaels? Please tell me it's Brett Michaels.
Yeah, I wish that Brett Michaels was in the studio with us, but... We actually, I don't know how we did it. I've never been more excited about this, but Charlie Sheen actually got in touch with us.
Well,
go
oh
figure.
God. Apparently, the Ramblers Forum?
Well, no, he's actually a fan of T's work. Mm-hmm. Apparently, T did like some pornographic films in the 70s mm-hmm. that he likes or whatever, and he tracked him down. Yeah, T actually had a mean mustache back then. Anyway.
It's called Pussy Scan was the first one.
You would know better than me. I didn't go with that. I didn't delve into the research that far. But, yeah.
Butt scan.
Long story short, T did us a solid. No. For once, T did us a solid, and Charlie Sheen's going to be sitting in house with us today. I don't know if he's supposedly pretty tired out from, like, his trip from somewhere. I don't know. Like, I guess he's hot off the set of Anger Management, because they're doing that, like, 6 days a week or whatever. And they
until the end of his life.
Until the end of, yeah, until he possibly dies.
No, that's why we keep T around. No, like, I can't wait to watch the show Anger Management from what you told me, because It sounds like eventually, like, the more
it's
you watch it,
crazy than you
he's
think.
Gonna have, like, really dark circles around his eyes, and, like, his hair will just
oh,
be,
know,
like, all wild.
No, actually, the episode that I did like, which was just a few weeks ago, was the Lindsay Lohan episode. Lindsay Lohan came on the show, and it was, like, Charlie inadvertently, like, got her blamed for, like, shoplifting and, like,
was
lying.
She played
herself? And, like, yeah. She played herself. And,
You know who could explain it pretty well, I think?
Who's that?
Charlie Sheen. Is he here? Can we get Charlie Sheen out here, please? Charlie.
Charlie, come on.
Well, we don't yell. We have intercoms. We have. He can't hear you through the walls. These are
don't
the
be shy.
The
come
studio
on.
Is soundproof. We have to push the button and calm back there. Hey T, can we get Charlie in here?
I'm sorry, guys. Charlie's not quite ready.
Is he? Okay.
Well, as soon as he's ready, sit him right out.
All right, just a little bit more. Easy. Okay. Okay, no. There. That's good. Okay. All right, Charlie's ready.
Charlie's ready, you guys. Here he comes, the man himself, Charlie Sheen. Right. There he is. Oh, my God.
This is
God.
So exciting.
Holy shit, that is
hey,
black
how's,
hair.
How's it going, dudes? How's it going?
How's it going,
Charlie? You are the Ramblers or whatever? What is that the stick you're going with? I listened on the way here a little of your work. It's pretty out there.
If I was going to call your personal life your work, Charlie, I'd say the same thing. Unfortunately, your movies are kind of bland.
it's easy to take a swing at a guy who's been through a lot, you know. And I don't know. I think I see one of you's wearing a Charlie Sheen shirt.
John is wearing a Charlie Sheen shirt.
I actually, Mr. Sheen, it's a great honor to meet you. I am a big fan. I'm shaking a little bit. I'm a little nervous. We've never had a celebrity in the studio.
But Quentin Tarantino, he was here.
But I'm not saying we've never had a celebrity in the studio. Don't embarrass me, Sam. Jeez. We have had celebrities in the studio, but we've never had one like Charlie Sheen before, who I legitimately really enjoy and love in every possible way. No, I'm just kidding, but I'm a big fan.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Sheen. I'm just Josh, and I really like your dad a lot. Your dad's a great guy.
Yeah, you know, Martin is a remarkable individual, and he's been there for me. He's supported me through a lot of shit, you know.
Well, you guys
can I say what is the censorship like? Because I'm a little off the cuff sometimes, you know.
We're NC-17 here, baby.
It's off the cuff is a little mildly for me. What movie are we viewing tonight?
We're watching a movie called No Sheen of Conduct.
Oh, I remember doing that one. I don't remember too much about the movie itself, you know.
You wrote it with Stevie Nicks. It was directed by Stevie Nicks.
That sounds about right. There's nothing I'd love to do more than dive into a Charlie Sheen feature. Let's do it, you guys. You're ready to go. Let's do this.
Have you ever seen one of your own films before, Charlie?
You know, I've seen Major League quite a few times.
Which I don't remember.
Oh, I love Major League.
You know what?
I love a lot of your work, actually, Charlie.
I appreciate. I heard you in the sound booth talking about Men at Work, and I had a lot of fun with my bro doing that one back in the day when we, you know, things were a little bit easier and simpler then. But you know,
oh, like that one's always had a special place in my heart. And what about that other one you did with your brother, Rated X?
Oh, Rated X. Yeah, you know that one didn't have as wide a release. I think it was even on like straight to Vimeo or HBO.
It's a good cover. Both of you guys with goatees looking through an X.
No, I hate to hear that because John and I recently watched Men at Work, as you
did
know.
Did we ever?
And that's when he filled me in on the
Rated X.
Rated X.
Yeah, and, I think we talked about doing Rated X for a later podcast too.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it could be maybe a bit of a sequel to Men at Work, if you will. Like, well, is this maybe an evolution of like these characters, like 40 years down the line?
It's, you know, it's like it was 10 years later. So me and Emilio were in two different guys at that point. We've been through different things. It was the progression of us, and if you want to look at it, you know, it's the same characters in a different body or different lifestyle, then you can go for it, bro. That's all. I mean, winning, right?
Hey, sounds good.
Can we? Yeah, I think I'm ready to dive into this feature and see what it's all about.
Take it for a sheen?
Let's take this movie for a sheen.
Let's take it for a sheen.
Come on in. Everybody, welcome to the show. It's about to begin. We're talking movie shorts and shows and much more with all of our friends. With the dizzy fucking Ramblers, now it's time for the show to commence.
2011.
Close.
Would it surprise you to learn that No Code of Conduct is from 1998? Huh. Didn't I sheen your mind this time?
You did. I got mine sheened.
Hello, this is Charlie Sheen on the Dizzy Ramblers podcast, and I just finished viewing 1998's No Code of Conduct, a movie that I wrote and starred in. I'm going to throw it to your host, Sam Shaw, Brett Baer, and John Trail.
Yeah. Very warm welcome.
Yeah, that was actually a pre-recording that we had him record while he was in the green room waiting. We have a lot to get to tonight. Like usual, the Ramblers have a lot on their minds, a lot to say. First of all, I'd like to start off by, we haven't watched a movie in a while that we've given a deserved shame.
Since last week.
In quite a while. Today, not only can we give this movie a shame, but we're going to step it up a notch. And when we're all going to give it a sheen.
Yeah, John, because I'd honestly say that this movie doesn't deserve a shame. Like, this movie is, like, beyond reprehensible in the way that it was made. It should have its own classification, and I think sheen is the only word for it for me.
No, it really is. Brett, would you give it a sheen?
Oh, it's a total
on a scale of 1 to sheen?
Yeah,
totally. This is saying something, because I've seen a lot of Charlie Sheen movie, or Charles Sheen, as he's credited in this. But
Good for him, like, for associating this
brand.
One. Yeah, this isn't a Charlie Sheen vehicle, this is a Charles Sheen.
Would you be surprised to know that there's actually multiple movies where he's credited as Charles Sheen?
Yeah, like, I saw on IMDb, like, his, the next one he did after this was also Charles Sheen.
Which
I guess
it was
a phase.
There's also a piece of shit I'd never heard of. I don't know, some piece of shit I've never heard of.
Remember the name.
But no, he was...
No exit to Sheedon?
If I remember correctly, I think in his younger years, he was Charles sometimes, and then, like, he changed it, and then, like, for whatever reason, the 90s, for some reason, he changed it back. I don't know. Anyway...
It was because he played Charles B. Barkin in All Dogs Go to Heaven 2.
I've always wanted to see that because he does a voice in it, but
I've
never
seen it?
I've never seen the second
one. Oh, my God.
I don't think I've seen the second
one
either.
I don't think I've either. I thought about the first one.
No, the first one's Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
This might be, and like I said, I've seen a lot of Charlie Sheen movies. This might be the worst Charlie Sheen movie I've ever seen.
It's a really bad movie.
It's a really bad movie. And we can say all this right now because Charlie actually ran off, like, he stayed for part of the movie, but he ran off to the... like,
little boy's room?
Well... No, I think he said something about the deli.
Oh.
But I mean, we're doing this at night, so I don't know what... anyway, I don't know.
The night deli.
He said he'd be back in 15 to 20. So
how long ago was that?
15 minutes. So he's doing fine. Anyway, we're just gonna talk about the movie, and I honestly I'm glad because I feel a little less pressure. I feel like we can get our negative critique of all the Sheen stuff out of the way. Then when he gets back, we can do a nice friendly case for us, right? You know.
I'll tell you one thing. For once, Martin Sheen actually seemed like Charlie Sheen's father. What a terrible performance by Martin Sheen. Like some guy who's usually like a rock of any sort of movie. Like it was just
The thing that the audience and we have to understand about this movie is it was just every cliched cop action, like cliche twist, anything you can imagine. It was just like the exact thing that you've seen a million times.
They literally had the scene from French Connection in it. they have this car that they bring in because they suspect that someone's smuggling heroin. And then they strip the entire thing down to see if there's anything in it, and they can't find anything. And they're like, well, there's nothing in there, Jake. And Charlie Sheen's like, I just can't get it. But, I mean, that's just my bad Charlie Sheen impression. But then he's like, how much does this car weigh? And he tells him, he's like, that's not what the ledger says. And then they realize it's like $50 million worth of heroin heavier. So then Charlie Sheen discovers there's a second gas tank. And it was literally like line for line the exact same scene from
Fresh. It was weird. It was really weird that they did that. I mean, this movie was a piece of garbage, really, basically. And honestly, I mean, it seemed like a movie that was written by Charles Sheen and Brett Michaels because it just sucked.
Brett, you know, with garbage. Is, garbage is really the best way to describe it because it was just garbage all the way around. Martin Sheen was bad in it, but like, there was no way he could have made it. He couldn't have performed well.
Oh, no, I mean,
he was given garbage. It's in context to garbage. Mm-hmm. There's no juxtaposition that could save this.
Who would have thought that this piece of shit no one ever has heard of, directed by Brett Michaels, would be a piece of shit that deserved to be burned up and
I just can't believe it was
demons.
Yeah, I just can't believe it was so bad. Like, it really was just like something that would be made for the Sci-Fi Channel in the 90s or something.
Yeah, I think the only way to save it would be to re-record it with like zany sound effects and stuff and like release it as a comedy.
I mean, I would love that.
At times, yeah. You would think it was a comedy almost. Yeah. And it was.
Yeah, I think you described that that van chase scene like as trauma-esque at one point.
It was like lower rent than Romeo and Juliet.
They would show a close-up shot of one car shooting, and then they would show a close-up shot of the other car shooting, and then they would show a wide shot of both cars just driving, and then they would show a close-up of someone else, and a close-up of someone else, and a close-up like, of a gun.
Like, at one point, they were going through, like, Hobo Alley, and, like, there was, like, all these hobos who kept, like,
and they were like, whoa!
And they're like jumping like right in front of the camera and like looking at the camera like whoa.
It was definitely a badly directed movie. It didn't look good. It didn't.
Horrible production.
It wasn't interesting. You couldn't hear it. You couldn't hear any of the movie.
Yeah.
It was impossible.
But I mean,
your TV was on like 77 or something like that.
The DVD itself
sucks. And we all had headphones in.
But no, the DVD company put this out really sucks shit. Echo Bridge or whatever. They put out a lot of shitty DVDs, and this is one of them.
We give a sheen to Echo Bridge.
That's right. Bad picture and bad sound quality.
The only enjoyable part of this was Paul Gleason from The Breakfast Club, and he was in it in some... I don't even know what the plot of this
movie was. He got his comeuppance, I'll tell you that much.
Because he was playing golf at the end, and it was like... Or not even real golf. Like, golf like, right in his office. Someone explain to me what the plot of this movie was. Because it was very hard to understand what was happening.
Brett, would you back me up?
And I was zoned in. I paid attention word for word, every minute of it, baby. I forgot to look for your copy of Skeleton Crew when I got bored during that movie. Sam. Brett, take it away.
All right. It's your classic drug bust movie.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out his dad was in on it.
No, I don't think he was.
He wasn't?
No.
He said he was.
No, like
at one point he was like, I'm in on it.
That was like an all misunderstanding, I feel like.
What?
Gleason.
This is why it's very confusing to me.
Paul Gleason was in on it, and Martin Sheen was in on the task force trying to bust cop Paul Gleason, and so Charlie Sheen thought that Martin Sheen was in on it. And then Martin Sheen was like, I'm in on it. But I think he just meant, like, the task force about it. Because at the end, he came and busted Paul Gleason, and he was like, I recorded him saying he was...
He just changed his mind.
He got
busted by his son, and he realized his son was going to bring him down, so he, like, switched teams.
I think he was only... He was either being misled, or he was undercover, or something. I don't think he was legitimately bad, especially since he gets shot to hell at the end, and then he survives with, like, an arm sling on.
Yeah.
And then he's all good, and he goes and confronts Paul Gleason. So I think he was a good guy, even though... I mean, who's to say? I think Brett Michaels won that movie up for interpretation. interpretation as to what really. It's like Inception. At the end, you have to make your own decision.
I didn't hear any dialogue at all.
I don't think I heard a single sentence all the way through. Ashin from No Code of Conduct is played in the 2005 movie Today You Die, starring Steven Seagal.
I did know that, yeah.
Here's the most interesting thing I could possibly say, and I don't know if I want to ask him about it, but apparently he was engaged to Kelly Preston in the 90s, and he accidentally shot her in the arm, and then, like, she broke up the engagement shortly thereafter.
Man, she's got good taste in men.
Who else is?
I mean, she's married to John Travolta.
Did you like the part of the movie where Charlie Sheen was playing with little miniature toy cars, and he was like,
that was a really good part. Like, I really, that was the big introduction to Joe Estefez, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
All right.
That's when the movie really begins, when Joe Estefez shows up.
I see you guys are eager to get to the segments we have for tonight, so let's do the, what is it we call it, disappointing my dad?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I feel like Martin Sheen must have really felt like he had this movie, you know? Because at that point, it's 1998, and, like, let's face it, Charlie Sheen's career is not the best in 1998, you know?
Right.
And he's like, well, my son's producing it, my son wrote it,
oh, it's terrible in 1998.
Yeah. He just looked at it as a joke, even more so than now, oddly enough, probably.
Even right after Money Talks, even, it was like, mm-hmm. he was just like, bleh. Fucking can't get, it was like four straight to video movies, practically, or whatever.
And so his dad is like, I guess, yep, Charlie, I'll do it for you. And he gets the script.
Oh, yeah.
How disappointed do you think Martin Sheen was when he read his son's script?
He was probably, I mean, on a scale of one to Sheen,
mm-hmm,
he was probably Sheen disappointed, honestly.
he was probably like Sheened out right there.
And he read the script a minute work, which, you know, even though me and Brett liked, audiences seemed to hate, and probably Charlie Sheen hated it even more after he was criticized for it so much. And even though that movie should have been nominated for every MTV movie award in the book. Best duo, best fucking costume design with those garbage men suits. Remember those, Brett?
Yeah.
How many bad scripts do you think Martin Sheen's had to read because of Charlie Sheen?
Every one of them. I bet Martin Sheen's never read a bad script that wasn't because of Charlie Sheen.
So, speaking of disappointed dads, John.
Yes.
I think we're about to disappoint your dad, aren't we?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. That's the whole point.
I frankly hope so.
That's the whole point. We're trying to see if we're going to disappoint my dad and then eventually your dad and maybe even Brett's dad at some point.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
We can always have Charlie Sheen back and have him disappoint his dad in some way.
Oh my god, my heart's racing.
Yeah, Sam's clutching his chest right now, for real.
I feel like Martin Sheen.
I guess I assumed you would be the one talking to him.
Why would I be the one talking to him?
Because you're disappointing my dad. Because you're always the one who's telling me the thing about Sean Connery, so I assumed that you would have all the facts and be the one who would want to relay the information to him.
Oh my god, I was not prepared
for this. Cardiac arrest, Brett. Brett, give Sam some sort of respiration.
I was not prepared for this, John. Wow. Okay.
You weren't prepared to talk to my father?
No, why would I be? Hey, do me a favor.
Brett, do you want to do it?
No, like, what? No, I had this whole segment wrong. I thought you were going to tell him, like, some disappointing news or something.
Like
I'm pregnant with child?
Yeah, something like that. I thought it was going to be big.
It's something silly that is billed as disappointing our dad.
I don't want to record my dad on the podcast getting his heart broken when he finds out that I'm, like, moving out and, having an abortion.
Really?
And a sex change.
Sex change?
Yeah, no, for
real. That's how gutsy I thought it was going to be. No. And that's why I was like, fucking count me out.
Don't you know Rambler is Spanish for pussy?
Really, do you want me to do this?
Yeah.
Jeez, I really was not prepared to do this at all. Let me think about this for a second.
Good timing, audience.
It'll just be awkward.
This is what it's like behind the scenes with us.
Okay, so how's this gonna be?
I'm gonna call him and he's gonna answer and I'm gonna talk to him for a minute. And then I'll be like, Sam's gonna tell you something about Sir Sean Connery that's gonna disappoint you.
Can I just play the scene for him? Can you just be like, I have a clip from Barbara Walters and Sean Connery?
If you get the clip, okay.
No, of me doing it. And I'll just be like, remember a few years ago you said...
Wait, you're going to imitate the clip?
If a woman gets out of line...
Why would you imitate the clip?
Because I have a good Sean Connery impression.
Okay, audience, we're going to be imitating the clip, and this is not real, but my dad is going to think it's real. You need more time?
Give me a second.
Okay.
Are you as big a Dizzy Ramblers fan as I am? I'm Jerry Goldberg, and I spend my days writing the Dizzy Ramblers, my most erotic stories. I know you have a sexy story to tell, and the Dizzy Ramblers want to hear every sensual detail. Just go to asbestfilms.com/ramblersforum. You can request a topic, let us know what you think, or just say hi. After all, what do you have to lose?
All right, let's call my dad. All right,
you okay, Brett?
Yeah.
You look very disturbed.
No, I'm just in my head.
Well, you better get out of it because my dad is ringing.
He ain't fucking around.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, it's John from the Dizzy Ramblers. This is your son, John, from the Dizzy Ramblers. I'm here with Brett and Sam.
Hi.
Hey.
So we're doing this new segment called Disappointing My Dad.
Okay.
Which, so I guess Sam is going to imitate a clip, a real clip from Barbara Walters interviewing Sir Sean Connery.
Verbatim.
Because Sam knows it verbatim for some reason. And you're going to maybe be disappointed about Sean Connery afterwards. Maybe not.
Okay.
Anyway, take it away, Sam.
So you said a few years ago that you didn't mind when a woman gets out of hand to get physical with her.
Yes. Yes, I did.
And I didn't like that.
Well, I think it's still true. I don't disagree with that.
So you're saying you've hit women?
See, the thing is this. When a woman is right, she'll never give up. She'll keep on going on and on and on, and she'll keep on saying she's right, and there's no winning, you see? There's no way to stop the conversation.
Okay.
And so the only thing to do is finally just to get physical right there.
And are you talking about a punch or...
No, I'm talking about an open hand slap.
All right, that's the scene.
So on a scale of 1 to Sheen, how disappointed are you in Sir Sean Connery?
Well, that totally surprised me that Sean would do that, but at the same time it does, so... I guess a 5.
That's probably the best answer. Yeah.
That's a really good answer.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, we just watched a really terrible Charlie Sheen movie where he disappointed his dad by making him star in it.
Martin's a good guy.
He is.
Yeah, he is. Did you like him as Uncle Ben in the new Amazing Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't see that one, but it'd be worth it to see it for Martin Sheen.
Do you? No, it wouldn't.
Oh, hello.
Well, thanks for taking part in our, silly segment.
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, Sean something, I mean, there's probably more of them out there.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, I don't, like I told Sam when he revealed it to me, I don't blame him, honestly.
Well, I don't know about that, but anyway. y'all have fun.
All right. Hey, we're the Dizzy Ramblers. We have so much fun, we don't know what to do with it. All right, you have a good night.
All right, y'all too.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. My dad, everybody.
Yeah. John Shaw Jr.
Well, I think there's another segment that we've been aching to try. And tonight's Charlie's not back from his run yet.
What we got?
We have this thing we've been aching to do called the Big Hollywood Pitch.
Yes!
Which, Brent, I think you're eager just jumping to get into.
The Big Hollywood Change.
Which, the idea was a movie that... They had to, I will say, Charlie Sheen and Bret Michaels, like, how they had to pitch this to the executives was, like, making this and giving them... I wonder what the budget was. I mean, it had to, even though it looked terrible and shitty, it had to be, like, what, like, a couple, 2-3 million or something like that? Do you think it was in the 100,000s?
No, it had to have been, like, I bet it was $5 million.
There were at least $500,000 worth of explosions.
Oh, my God. Well, I think...
This is the Big Hollywood Pitch!
Y'all ready for this?
All right, so Charlie Sheen and Bret Michaels wheel a video card into a...
Man, you really came prepared.
Yeah.
No, you've got, like, a script. You've got a printed script in front of you that you're flipping through.
Yep. Yeah, no, so it's all the big, you know, potential investors and big wigs, if you will. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so they pop in a VHS and they said, hey... This is just a taste of the fabulous acting you'll get if you invest in No Sheen of Conduct, also known as Sheen of No Return. So they fumble around with the remote a little bit and aim it at the TV a couple times with no results. They smack it around a little bit and try it again, and it pops on, and we got Martin Sheen on screen, and he's in the middle of like what looks to be like a warehouse, and he it looks like some drill or something has just wrapped up, and he's calling everybody over, and he says everybody come over here, come on you guys, come on in. Everybody come on in.
And his fat little hand is shaking with a penguin's flipper, you mean?
Exactly. And it's like, everybody, come on in here. All right, guys, wrap it up. Come on, over here. Bring it in. Come on, guys. All
right,
and
it goes on for like 5.5 minutes, right?
Yeah, no.
And I can't believe they ended up using that exact same scene in the movie itself.
Oh, no, that was the big money receiver.
It was the big Hollywood pitch, I guess.
No, and they said, we'll give you $12 million to make the code of conduct.
Seriously, oh my god. Like I said, this looks like Romeo and Juliet, which had like a budget of $250,000. So good on Troma for making a movie that looked as good as a movie that looked $12 million when it was mishandled by a bunch of fucking dumbasses like Bret Michaels and Charlie Sheen.
I liked how Bret Michaels got killed at the beginning. That was
a clever twist.
Well, we saw it coming, but like it was cool that like that at least happened. And I'm glad Bret Michaels wasn't in the whole movie with his stupid cowboy hat and his stupid faggoty ass fucking self.
Yeah, he had nothing but a good time, John.
Oh, speaking of that, have you guys seen that footage of him getting knocked the fuck out by the curtain?
Yeah.
Oh my god. It looked like it almost killed him, huh?
It did almost kill him. It gave him like permanent
that's insane.
Brain damage.
Yeah, oh, the curtain.
It's really fucked up. Like it's disturbing to watch because he's just like, ain't nothing but a good time, and it don't get better than this. And he like turns runs around, and he walks into this like heavy ass curtain. You just like feel his neck break, like right when the curtain hits it. Let alone when the back of his head hits the floor. And like I just imagine, like what if he had died? What if that killed him? And that was just like the way he went out. He was just like nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this. Death.
Well, that's better than the fucking, what is it, Three Dog Nights? Band member penis exploding.
Well, he's still alive, at least. And he didn't have any concert.
But what's the point of living without a penis?
It's repaired. It's a PS to that.
Did you guys... I'm only aware of this show because of The Soup with Joel McHale, which had clips of it a
Sheen
lot.
Sheen and Sheener?
No. Are you aware of that Bret Michaels VH1 reality show? There was like Rock of Love with Bret Michaels. There were like three of them or something, and it was just
those
like
were big.
It was him and it was girls, and it was like dumb.
They were trying to get with his junk.
It was just so ridiculous.
Bret Michaels.
He was the star.
I
kind of remember that show.
Mm-hmm. What a piece of shit.
I think maybe I caught an episode of that, unfortunately.
Oh, I think someone's running up to us.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, thank God.
His leather jacket, oh my God. It must be either Norm MacDonald or Charlie Sheen.
You know, I had to pick up some, you know, those 4-hour energy drinks, you know, that they have at the gas station. I ran into this old friend of mine. He was in the alley behind the gas station, and we called up on a few things, and, well, now I'm energized.
I mean, that makes sense. You seemed pretty tired earlier, so I'm glad you're feeling more up to Sheen now.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys enjoyed the movie, honestly.
That was a really great film, Charlie. I feel like... I'm glad Martin's not around, because I can honestly say that's a lot. That makes Apocalypse Now look like Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of credit for that one, but I'm pretty proud of it.
You should be.
Alright, Charlie.
The laughs of a madman.
Charlie, you've been helping out Lindsay Lohan a lot lately.
Well, that was just one of those things. She was a troubled young lady, and I wanted to help her around a little bit.
Charlie, I just, I think it's wonderful and everything. I just wish... Amanda Bynes has been going through some trouble. And we talk about Amanda Bynes a little bit around the offices. We started doing this Amanda Please segment.
Mm-hmm. Just purely to help her.
Strictly for charity purposes for Amanda Bynes.
Mm.
I think if you just listen to some of her tweets, then maybe you would understand that she needs some help.
Not really, but...
E! News was actually hacked, and I was at work getting all these tweets that start off...
You get tweets from E! News?
Yeah. Or no, I get E News from like personal text sent to me, and it's Syrian. No, for real. It's Syrian Electronic Army like, was hey, here Don. Via at official C12. Viva Syria Al Assad. And I was like, what? And then it's exclusive Justin Bieber to E Online. I'm a gay, and I was like,
so
what?
The Syrian. What are they called?
The Syrian Electronic Army.
The Syrian Electronic Army hacks E! News, and the best thing they could do is call Justin Bieber gay.
Well, no, they got...
And it's so funny the way they worded it.
They got political. Fuck Barack Obama via he is Syrian Canadian, Electronic though. Army.
He is Canadian, so it would be okay.
Yeah.
I'm gay, eh?
Yeah! Bieber am made of butter and worth your 2K monies. I know we're doing Amanda Please, but this is also a Voices from the Web.
It sounds like it's a Syrian Electronic Army, please.
We apologize for the previous text messages. We were hacked. We have restored full control. And then, Justin Bieber arrested in Dubai due to false tweets with him coming out. Situation developing. Nice. E! News breaking. This is my favorite one of all of them. Bieber critically injured by anti-gay jihadist suicide bomber at the Dubai police station. That's why I really love that one.
Oh my god.
The hackers have, this is when I got worried. The hackers have sent a malware that tracks you down. It is imperative to format your cell phones. I was at work and I was like, should I be like turning this off?
Man, thank god. Everyone who gets E! News alerts is gonna die.
And then finally, our account has been compromised. Please disregard previous messages. I guess they got straightened out. I haven't had any since.
They've released the cerebral.
Anyway, that was a quick Voices from the Web interlude.
It's interesting that you shared a bed with Lindsay Lohan and what was it, Scary Movie 5?
Well, yeah, you see in the scene there where we're in bed together, and it's really funny. It's great stuff.
Did you share a bed with anybody on Oshina Conduct?
Oh!
Well, only if you count my father.
What happened?
You fucked your dad? Sounds like someone fucked your dad!
No,
Charlie Sheen.
No.
Charlie!
Did he spoon you there for a little while? You had to share a bed?
Brett, Charlie Sheen's dad got fucked by Charlie in the ass.
No. Come on, guys. Let's come on.
Reach around there and kind of tug on your shit a little bit there while you're trying to sleep?
No.
Okay, no, I can't, but
Well, Brett, I think Charlie's a little uncomfortable there.
Who did you...
fuck Charlie Sheen.
Who did you bang on the Big Bounce?
The Big Bounce? What's that?
I don't know, but apparently it stars Owen Wilson, Morgan Freeman, and Gary Sinise. Or you might know him as Lupin Band.
Yeah, you know, I had a lot of fun on the set of that one.
What year was that?
I think I did that in like 2003. And around that time.
Oh my god, that's a good...
2003, 2004.
Oh, I know the cover. They're all, like, it's in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, you've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the cover. I'll tell you that much.
It's, you know, it was not warmly received, but we had fun on set every day, honestly. It was one of those movies that, you know, me, Sarah, I think was the lead female on that one. Yeah, we did have some time spread.
Yeah, we did have some time. Hey, ew. Let me ask you.
I always say when Morgan Freeman's around, you're always going to get laid.
That's what I hear.
That's what his granddaughter says.
That's the old Morgan curse. What's the old Sheeny curse?
I think that mostly applies to me, probably, if you ask a member of my family. But I think that's some sort of Jewish saying or something like.
No,
that.
Is it?
Yeah,
isn't that what the executive producer of Two and a Half Men would put on someone? Isn't that what he tried to put on your career, Charlie?
You could definitely say that. But it's all good now. It's all, you know, everything worked out. And I think everyone is in the right place now. I think, you know, Anchor Management doing great in the ratings. It's a leading cable sitcom. And
people are just pretty dumb, huh?
I mean, people like to just sit back and have mindless entertainment on. And you know, they like Selma's great on it, Selma Blair. And
she's on it.
Pretending to have sex with her every week tests the whole acting chops, you know.
It beats jacking off, I guess.
I can't remember the last time I personally jacked myself off, but I do pretty well.
Don't you have a house full of 19 whores that you live with?
People talk about me
What porn stars do you live with?
You know, people give me a hard time for dating porn actresses, but, you know, I just feel it's just a job. It's just a job.
Give me some names. Like, who do you live with?
Well, you know, me and Brie Olsen had a big thing here for a while. And,
Brie Olsen.
Yeah, you know, she was a lot of fun.
You know, the movie I loved you in was The Chase.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kelly was she was sensational in that movie. I remember we spent a lot of time together on the set.
Yeah, that's good to hear. The Red Hot Chili Peppers were in that movie, too. Did you bang them?
You know,
who hasn't banged Flea, huh?
I know. He gets around.
You know,
He gets around.
Yeah, he was a motivational speaker at my high school, and we slept with two of the underclassmen.
You guys really got your whole own thing going here, don't you?
Hey, Charlie, over here. you ever that movie you were in, Wall Street?
Yes.
You ever
yes,
bang Daryl Hannah?
Ooh.
Daryl.
I did not bang Daryl. I did not. She's a little bit
She looks like a man.
She's a little bit of a prude, you know. She was kind of difficult to work with, honestly. Normally, the ladies are lining up for the old Sheenster.
I agree. If someone doesn't want to have sex with you, Charlie, there's something wrong with them.
No, I would definitely agree with that, certainly. Like, who wouldn't?
Yeah, I got to ask you, Charlie. I know you worked with her on Lucas. Did you bang Winona Ryder?
I mean...
Oh, please say you did.
Oh, who hasn't, bro?
Red, that's who.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely been plugged more ways than Sunday.
No, I'm not allowed to try to contact her anymore.
Completely understand that. I've been in that situation before. I noticed none of you brought up my very warmly received Clint Eastwood team-up, The Rookie.
A baseball movie?
No, it's me and him, and we're cops, and we're doing our thing, and he's...
Isn't that when he rides around that pink Cadillac? Any Which Way But Loose?
No.
And he's named Dirty Harry or something?
No. This one was about, he was a cop, and he wasn't taking no shit from anyone. You know? And I was the rookie in the title who gave him a little trouble, and we both, it was a buddy movie. It didn't catch on at the time, but it was a precursor. It was ahead of its time, I think, you know?
Did you play the orangutan?
No, I there might have been in the movie. I don't really remember, but I haven't watched in years. But I think I'm proud of that one because it was me and Clint really hit it off. And I think we're trying to get him on anger management, but so far he's a busy guy.
You know what my favorite role of yours is, honestly, Charlie?
You look like a platoon guy to me.
Not anymore, I say.
You know, I fucked Johnny Depp on the set of that movie.
Enough, please.
Yeah, Brett, your segment's going strong. Like, keep on. Who dish out some more? Who else?
I'm gonna say what my favorite.
No, all right, Sam, go ahead.
I was. I don't even care anymore. Forget it, Brett. Please. Who else did Charlie Sheen fuck?
No.
That's what we're all here for.
No, Sam, tell us. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to cut you off there. We just, like I said, we got a lot to get to. We have a lot to say.
Did Johnny Depp fuck you, or did you fuck Johnny Depp?
That's what you wanted.
I have a bet. That's not what I wanted to bet. I just have a bet. You fucked Johnny Depp, didn't you? He was the bitch.
Well,
of course he was.
You know, I can't really say anything, but I mean, of course, looking at him, Johnny's obviously the bitch.
Yes.
But no, my favorite Charlie Sheen movie is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh,
I love you in that. A brilliant cameo. No one sees that coming, and every time I watch the movie, I'm just like, oh yeah, there's Charlie Sheen again. That's just awesome.
I loved it. I loved it.
Awesome. Principal Rooney.
Yeah, we shot that. It was a lot of fun. John was great. Yeah. We all went home.
Did you fuck Principal Rooney? Because, you know, that guy had, like, a kiddie porn collection. And he made, like,
John. Yeah, you were a young man.
I'm pretty sure I was on something that day. And I have no idea who I fucked that night.
Did you fuck the nose off Jennifer Grey?
For all I know, I could have, bro.
Brett, go ahead.
The only question I got left is Young Guns.
Ooh.
Young Guns. Who'd you fuck on Young Guns?
Kiefer. When Kiefer's around, it's hard to score, honestly.
Jack Bauer's taking all the ladies?
I mean, he definitely was at that time, at least, and I remember actually getting into an altercation with him. I'll be the bigger man and say he got the better of me, and I lost the fight, and he took home the girl. I was kind of weary after that. I wasn't on that movie too long. I did all right. I went out to the bars after work at night. It all worked out. No hard feelings.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, Brett, what a powerful and emotionally moving segment.
That was called Who'd You Bang?
Oh, okay. Who'd You Bang? Yeah. Who'd you bang?
Who'd you bang?
Who did you bang?
There we go.
but no, Charlie, the movie I'm most excited about with you is, it's coming out later this year, Machete Kills, sequel to Machete, where you play the U.S. president. I'm so pumped about Lady Gaga's acting debut, and, like, just, it's gonna fucking blow shit out of the water.
I wish Lady Gaga's acting debut was in Django Unchained, like it was supposed to be.
Was it?
Who was she supposed to be?
She was supposed to be Leonardo DiCaprio's sister.
Oh, really?
But her schedule wouldn't work around it. But yeah, she would have been the one who gets blown away when she's like, say goodnight to Miss Whatever.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
It would have been Lady Gaga. That's who we wrote it for.
When she acted on... Wow. When she acted on SNL, she was great. Like, I can't wait to see her in this movie, Charlie. Don't worry anything. Oh, no, don't worry. I can't. I don't know. You really... I haven't even seen much footage, but I bet you blow it out of the water. Like, you're made to play the president. Like, you know, I've been told that.
Yeah, if you're even half as dynamic as Robert De Niro was in the first one, you'll be, like, clinically dead.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Being compared to Robert De Niro is not a bad thing.
Well, Machete Kills is going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to blow shit out of the water. Much like No Sheen of Conduct blew shit out of the water.
I mean, if it's half as good as No Sheen of Conduct, then I guess I'll be a fan.
Not many things are, Sam. Not many things are.
When did Martin Sheen lose his teeth? Who do you think lost their teeth first, seriously?
Sensible answer is Martin, but I don't know. Charlie like really encouraged it to happen, I'm sure, with that and his lifestyle, so... Possibly Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie, when did you lose those teeth?
I thought, you know, we already discussed that, you know.
So this is my segment, Charlie. Everyone got a segment tonight. Big Hollywood Pitch, Amanda Please, Dad Thing, fucking Brett's Thing. This is mine. When'd you lose your teeth, Charlie? Dun 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 dun. Teeth. When? That's my segment. How long you fucking... Do you ever see those pictures of him without teeth, Brett? It's fucking freaky. No. It's fucked up. He looks like he's a 75-year-old lady turtle.
You know what, man? Man, fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Segment over.
You know, you
fucking
got...
loser ass bitch.
You guys are a bunch of fucking assholes, honestly.
It was just a segment.
You know, this bullshit isn't gonna cut it anymore.
Charlie, don't get your fucking panties.
I don't ask for a lot. I'm fucking out of here, you guys. I did my time, and
Hold on, Brett's got a secret message for you.
I wish all you well.
Before you go, can you promote this website really quick?
Yeah, that is our sponsor. We really need to get that word out there for it. Contractually, we agreed that you'd say this name. So
www.iamafag.com.
You fucking asshole. You get that one, Charlie?
I
get that one to your drug-addled brain.
I've got to get going, you guys. Peace out.
We love you, Charlie.
Well, Mr. Sheen, it was a real honor. I'm sorry these assholes. I'm sorry these assholes ruined everything. Let me just shake your hand. And Mr. Sheen, thanks so much, Charlie. Come by anytime. T, could you walk? Could you walk Mr. Sheen out? Get his headset off. Thanks.
I hope he doesn't fall down that flight of stairs right there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of Tarantino slips. Tarantino slipped on the flight of stairs, yeah. Even, and everyone seems to do it.
Charlie, look out for that banana peel.
Fucking cunt, mother. Asshole.
Oh my god, he fell right on his asshole.
And now he's bleeding out, it looks like. Just like that guy in No Sheen of Conduct.
There's a trail of blood there.
Remember that time when that guy bled out of his asshole in No Sheen of Conduct? Brett, you're the one who saw
it. Man, the only reason I'm not more mad at you guys for ruining...
No, it was Brett Michaels. Brett Michaels, like, shit his pants after he got shot.
No,
stabbed in the chest.
No, the only reason... the only reason I'm not more mad at you guys for ruining the Charlie Sheen segment is Charlie gave me some of his... pills he had while we were on break, yeah, for a while there.
Uppers or downers or zippers or zappers or pippers or poppers.
I don't know, but honestly, I'm feeling pretty great. Feeling pretty great.
Charlie Sheen left behind his briefcase full of drugs?
No, he gave me some while we were watching the movie.
I wish, man, I would have had a good time watching No Sheen of Conduct if I was on some Sheens.
It didn't kick in until like practically when the movie was over.
Yeah, okay.
But, oh man, that was exciting, you guys. I can't believe we had him here that long until you guys pissed him off. But
man, I wish he left like 5 minutes after he got here. And we didn't even talk about Major League. God damn it.
And we brought it up at least.
Yeah.
You did.
We'll have to get him back for...
See, you get the prop for it.
We'll have to get him back for Ray. Yeah, give Sam an award because he brought up Major League.
Thank you, guys. I did bring up Major League, and none of you... something that everyone else failed to do. The only Charlie Sheen movie everyone here can agree on. a great Charlie Sheen movie that you guys just slipped your mind, I guess. But that's no big deal. I remembered it, so I got your back.
It doesn't even count because it's not Major League 2. So
hey, the only what's his name? Well, the Geraldo Faldo I care about is Wesley Snipes.
Well, second Major League is quite a watch.
He surprised me with, yeah, it had me in tears at times. I was laughing, I was crying, I was
aroused.
Well, that's why we threw those tissues so fast from Sam's arousal and Brett's crying.
Man, it sucked when I accidentally gave you my used tissue and you wiped your eyes.
And they stuck to my face.
Yeah. No, that's like what crazy... was going on. I was wondering what you guys were laughing about.
Yeah, we were
it was like a Farley Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Brett had just tissues stuck all over his face. He was like, what? What's the matter? Not realizing it at all.
That was pretty crazy. I didn't realize that was what was happening.
I looked like a surprised mummy.
Man, between Charlie Sheen and my dad, we really burned a lot of bridges on tonight's show.
No, I don't think Charlie Sheen like left on bad terms. Like
he seemed pretty pissed.
Oh man, like it was all in fun. He knew that.
I'm sure that's how he leaves everything he's ever been at in his life.
Yeah, like that was it. Was just like the full Charlie Sheen experience.
It was just like that cameo in Wall Street 2.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
You ever seen that, Brett?
No, I
that's a really bad movie. That's a terrible.
I heard it's really long and boring.
But yeah, his cameo was just weird and fucking nonsense. Like they got Charlie Sheen off the street while he was tripping and like it shot him. Like it was just, he's just like, aww. I don't know, saying shit.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Was he playing like a street rat?
No, he plays the same character from the first one.
Oh, okay. I got that you're saying like he crashed and burned so hard.
He might as well have.
I mean, yeah, it really doesn't. It just seems like Charlie Sheen. There's nothing that makes it seem like it's a character from the first one.
Not at all.
Like they stumble upon him like sleeping under newspapers.
No, they're at a party and he's like, I have some rat. I was like, man, what's the matter with Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, we saw that on opening day.
Like he had a stroke.
We saw that opening day in theaters.
He's like drilling all over himself.
That's a bad movie. That's one bad movie. Man,
it's just disappointing compared to the first one, definitely.
I mean, it's disappointing compared to any movie Oliver Stone made before, like 1994.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had a lot of hits, I feel like, lately.
I like W, I'll tell you that much.
Did you see Savages?
I didn't know. That looked terrible.
Well, you don't like Salma Hayek as the drug leader?
That's pretty stupid. That's really, really bad casting. Like, there's no way she... I didn't see the movie, but there's no way Salma Hayek pulled that role off.
Hey, she pulled off Grown Ups, Adam Sandler's wife. She can pull off fucking drug dealing.
I want to talk about how the bad guy got his comeuppance.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. We're getting ready to... We talked about a lot. We've covered a lot of footage. We're coming out of some gritty, grimy segments. But we need to talk about the movie a little more, close out the show properly for our audience who watched No Code of Conduct, Sheen at home.
They should have the same satisfaction as we did when the movie wrapped itself up perfectly.
Brett, you're the big bad guy in the movie. You're behind all these drugs.
It was quirky from Life Goes On, by the way.
Yeah.
You got all these drugs, you got all this money, big pimp daddy on top of king shit, drug mountain.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was what they gave out for the handout.
You're fucking, you got it made for life, and you're fucking, you got a custom-made suit, and you're like,
and you're in your heroin van.
You're escaping in your heroin van because these fucking punk-ass bitches have, like, ruined your plans
with their bad hairstyles.
Yeah, the van won't start, and so you're like, hey...
And you filled this factory full of, like, explosive chemicals, by the way.
Dangerous explosive chemicals. Yeah. And I think just, like, gasoline and bombs. And, I mean, what would you do if, like, your car is stalling and, like, would you put it maybe, like, in reverse and then, like, floor it and go back? Even though you have plenty of room all around you, would you just, like... For yards and yards, keep on plowing back and back. It clearly, like, giant tubes and containers. And
would you hold your foot down for a good 5 or 6 seconds?
At least.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What if you crashed into some containers that spilled chemicals and, like, started exploding all over your car? Would you, like, keep driving backwards? Or would you just, like, make a sound?
I think I would just scream.
Sam, what would you scream like?
I'd scream like this.
And like
be screaming the whole way.
I don't think he's.
And I'd be holding onto the steering wheel for
would
dear
you just
life.
Keep? Would you just keep going backwards though until you're like. So far back that there's no choice but for you and the whole building around you to explode.
That seems like the most logical way for the villain in this movie to be killed. The one who the entire movie's leading up to Charlie Sheen confronting. And we're supposed to care about for some reason.
they have a really good talk at the end.
And then they both go their separate ways, and he accidentally backs into chemicals and blows up for no reason at all.
Yeah, that's the only conclusion or conflict that's wrapped up with any kind of... actually, it's not a conflict that's wrapped up with action, because every other conflict is wrapped up with them talking. Yeah. And this guy just goes off and backs off into some shit where he doesn't even see what he backs up into, and just starts screaming. And
goes,
it explodes because to be bombs and shit.
It'd be like if Darth Vader, at the end of Star Wars, when he was backing his TIE fighter out of the Death Star to go after Luke and keep him from shooting the torpedo in the trench. It'd be
he just put this in reverse.
He just backed up into a
proton torpedo.
Yeah, a proton torpedo. And it was just I just kept backing up until hit him. And the entire Death Star exploded.
he backs up into that thing that Luke has to shoot into. Just slowly going further and further into the hole. A great shot. One in a million.
I really look forward to when the villains get defeated or killed at the end, and I think that was a great way of doing it. I think Bret Michaels and Charlie Sheen really had something there. They really found... I guarantee you that was after a long night of them, just drinking and palling around.
One long night.
And they were both sitting on, a couple of picnic tables while they were both tripping on acid in there.
How do we really get this guy's comeuppance?
No, and Bret Michaels was like, dude... They'll never see it coming. We gotta have him back up into some of his own chemicals. It'll totally be the whole reason the factory explodes. And Charlie Sheen would be like, that's a great idea, man.
They won't see it coming because I'm nowhere near it. And I have nothing to do with it at all.
Because Dad just got shot in the back 4 times and he's getting up and running away.
God, you know what? I love how many times Charlie Sheen gets physically carried by someone else in this movie. Martin Sheen. At one point, Charlie Sheen takes Martin Sheen and throws him over his shoulder. Like a teddy bear.
That's what saved him from his wounds. Yeah. He carried him for about 100 yards.
He gets carried twice in that movie after he gets wounded. It's pretty wild. Pretty wild.
This is the Sheencast we've been talking up. You just
and
experienced.
What a Sheencast it was.
And what a sheeny sheen it was.
It was a wild machine.
No.
I'm a real wild sheen. I'm a wild sheen.
Well, my fantasy is realized. That's all I know.
Who's Martin Dukakis?
Who is
Martin Dukakis?
On the front of the box, it says Charles Sheen, Martin Sheen, Mark Dukakis. Who is
that? He must be the villain guy that backs up.
Gotta be him.
Because there's no other person.
He's gotta be one of his detective partners.
You might know him from nothing else ever.
I'll look up his picture on... Wait, Brett, wasn't there a Charlie Sheen movie poster that you were gonna show
us? Yeah, there was. The movie Beyond the Law looks just like the cover for Stranger in Town from Bob Seger.
Well, let me take a look at that. All right, well, I'm gonna take a minute, you guys, to see what 80s song I am. Because, John, you telling me that Every Rose Has Its Thorn is you as an 80s song really affected me deeply, and I feel...
I know it did.
I feel very
to.
Compelled to find out what mine is, because I think that
And that's fair.
It.
And I'm gonna insist that Brett also take the quiz and find out what both of you are. You better damn well be.
The Dizzy Ramblers will return after these brief promotional messages.
The Dizzy Ramblers are on iTunes, man?
Not only are they on iTunes, they're inside of iTunes. We're thrusting back and forth inside that baby right now.
How much are we charging for that shit? $2.99 type of deal?
That's what you'd expect.
The Dizzy Ramblers are completely ka-ching, $0.
Yeah, baby. There it is, Brett. The test that'll determine how the rest of your life goes. We know that John is a rose that, like any other, has a thorn.
Rosemary grows, whereas Rosemary's...
John Shire's song, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
No, I'm a very cynical person, and Every Rose Has Its Thorn, I think, is an appropriate 80s song. There's definitely 80s songs that I like more, but those are also probably just happier and, more... crazy and fun, and most of the time I'm more morbid than fun, so I think selected choice is appropriate for me. But I would not want to be anywhere near Bret Michaels' genitalia. I think it's got to be riddled with warts and, like, infestation.
In it. It's got some thorns.
Oh, yeah, Bret Michaels' genitalia definitely has some thorns. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I said yes.
Yes, I knew it. I knew it. And who would have thought that you would be the one excited and Bret would be the one unenthused?
Your result, walk like an Egyptian.
Whoa. Whoa. Cool.
Are you happy? Are you satisfied by that?
No.
Oh.
No, like,
it's because it knew you didn't take it seriously.
I wish I would have got one that, like, I wish I would have been surprised.
You didn't believe.
You weren't surprised by that? You knew you were going to walk like an Egyptian?
No, like, pleasantly surprised by being like, oh, man, that's exactly what I would have wanted to be.
Well, it sounds like me and Sam did have the religious experience we wanted with that quiz. Sam.
I had an unexpected one that has a lot of meaning to me.
Oh.
I got Don't Stop Believing.
Whoa.
That's cool.
That was a good one.
Wow.
Glad I got that.
Good job. Good job, Sam.
I am the 80s song!
Well, I mean, it's only between you and Brad. I had already won by doing it ahead of time.
Just a small town girl. Living a lonely world.
Was I?
Yeah.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Bret Michaels of Poison.
That's magical.
Yeah, but that movie really was not interesting in any way. It was the worst.
That was very bad.
Charlie Sheen movie I've ever seen. Yeah, you know, I'm really satisfied with all the sheeniness of this podcast. Whoa. And I look back over the night and I look through my notes and I see smiles in my faces. I see laughs in my heart, and I hear the smell of vagina, because apparently Charlie Sheen spending so much time with porn actresses causes him to permanently smell like pussy all the time.
I mean, it makes sense, I guess.
But that's fine.
It's his trade.
Yeah. I'd rather smell that than, like, his gums.
His big, empty gums.
That's the power of Sheen. Yeah, you know.
Don't need teeth. He really doesn't have teeth.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, no, Brett. He lost his teeth from doing too much crack.
Oh, really?
And he has fake teeth now.
Oh, that sucks.
Like literally all of his teeth are fake.
Oh, what a bummer.
And, like,
girlfriends.
There's a crazy picture of him without his teeth.
It's really don't sad. Need teeth. But don't need teeth, to ride this train.
You know, in spite of all that, it's just one of those things. And it's kind of gross if you think about it, but I still, you know, I'm still a Sheen fan for life. I've got my Charlie Sheen winning shirt on, and I think we did Charlie Sheen's career the justice, and I'd love to see Rated X at some future point in time.
We have to.
If both of you are still around.
Oh, no, I'm definitely game for that.
If I'm alive, yeah, definitely.
Well, one of you will be and one of you won't.
Din, 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 din.
So it was written, so it shall be, as I always say.
Sheen, sheen,
sheen. Sheen, 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 sheen. Well, I can't be. Me and James Cameron can't.
I think Brett's having some sort of epileptic seizure.
I think it's too. Me and Charlie Sheen and James Cameron couldn't be happier with that sign off. So I think it's Sheenin' time for this.
It's Sheenin' time.
We have fun. Bye. Now we've come to the end and we gotta get back on the run. No, we're always thinking of you as we ride into that settling sun. Yeah, the Rambler's got the travel, so goodbye to everyone. It's traveling time.
Hold your bang. Who did you bang?